some things we forget. And one of the things that we forgot was when I first went to work for Xerox, which was around 87, we had a concept of file drawers and folders, and you know, it was basically a graphic interface. But the thing was that because the networks were so slow, some file drawers might be located in, say, Rochester, New York, and we were in California. So we actually had a semi-gray color that denoted a long distance or a longer time wait for those file drawers to open.
Right.
Nowadays, you don't know, and luckily everything's pretty fast.
Yeah, and in fact, so those drawers, I think, and you're saying there you had views of desktops.
It would be like file drawer, the front of a file drawer, and some would be darker and some would be lighter, and the lighter ones were the ones that were remote, and they were going to take longer. And the same with our printers. As I recall, the grayer printers meant that they were printing in New York or somewhere else around the world, not necessarily on your floor.
In rooms for Windows, you know, it's funny, Xerox, I went to see John Seely Brown at Xerox Park in beginning of 1990. And I remember sitting in his office. He was very nice. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, I like him.
He gave me the 10-year Xerox Park book and signed it and everything, which I've since brought back to him to sign again. And then everybody else signed it when I did the Alto 30th birthday 2 years ago. But he said, I said, John, or Dr. Brown, you should be seriously looking at Windows. He says, what's Windows? I said, well, that's what's going to be taking over the world, and all user interface stuff and everything that Park does is going to have to run on Windows. And he said, well, I don't know if we have any Windows here. And it gives you an idea of, you know, but then 5 years later in 1995, they were throwing away all the 685s and stars to switch to Microsoft Office for Windows. And that they threw away all that great technology, file drawers and stuff like that, just left.
It was too bad. Yeah. It's kind of funny, I mean, how things change. I can remember when I left Apple in 1991, basically I had gone to John Sculley and I said, you know, the future is about network computing. And John basically threw me out of his office saying, but I have Apple talk, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
So I took the team and we went to Sun and built Solaris and OpenLook and CDE.
All of that. And I think I have OpenLook here somewhere.
Do you have images of the various user interfaces?
Yeah, I've got a huge collection. Somebody in Holland sent.
Oh, Martin Vandersteen?
No, he's another guy.
Okay, because there's a UI guy there that I talk to periodically.